Now, if you're one of those people who thinks the Maldives is just for honeymooners and couples, here's something that might change your mind. The island has seen a significant shift from a haven for loved-up couples and high-end family market. And one of the reasons is pop-up dance islands. Have you ever heard of this, Danny? A pop-up dance island.
How do you pop it up? The island's already there, isn't it?
It just comes from nowhere and then this party just pops out of nowhere. Well, apparently, well-known LA brand One Oak, which is apparently super snazzy and everybody knows them around the world, has opened two locations in the island. So One Oak Beach Club in Honolulu and One Oak Lounge in Amila. So we got to chat with Claudia. She's the director of communications at the Small Maldives Island Company. And she was in town recently for the Arabian travel market. And she says that the idea was to bring something different to the Maldives.
What we usually want to do in the Maldives that is different and new. So we teamed up with the One Oak lifestyle brand from LA and New York, and we are hosting pop-ups that are happening twice, maybe three times a year, staggered all over the different seasons, and it's a 3 to 4 day event every time, and there will be a headliner coming over to the Maldives that is either someone like celebrity or VIP or a music character that is internationally known and that will draw some attention to the Maldives in general. These 3 to 4 days events will always be themed, so you might have a white event, a white party, or a rouge type event, Moulin Rouge style, or 50 Shades of Blue, depending on what the theme is. So there will be some great entertainment, lifestyle focused, like a lot to do.
Now people really tend to associate the Maldives with more to do with honeymoons, don't they, that kind of thing. But is this the way then to change this stereotype?
The Maldives market is, has been the same for years and years and years. So it is what you say, the honeymoon target market. It'll always be, but we as a small Maldives island company, we are focusing on large groups of people, families, people that travel together. If you want to celebrate your 30th birthday, both of our properties would be ideal. We've got at Amila 1 to 8 bedroom residences. We've got lots of family facilities. We've got a lot of activities on the island. There's lots of stuff to do, basically. And with Finulu, it is a whole new concept where it's a beach club style resort that offers you a lot of entertainment, a lot of things to do during the day, whether it's a mermaid in the pool as a little surprise or the One Oak events 3 to 4 times a year. There's always something new.
That's Claudia. She's the director of communication at the Small Maldives Island Company. She's been talking to us recently about these pop-up dance islands. Really, really interesting.
It's fascinating, isn't it, really? I suppose it's going to be run a lot better. You see this story a few weeks ago. It was over in an island near the US where there was this kind of party weekend that was meant to take place. I think there was a famous rapper who was part of it as well. And it all fell through.
Is this fire?
And people went over there, and it was just not like it was said to be in the brochure. But I'm sure this one here over in the Maldives will be a lot better than that. And certainly something to look forward to there. I think the Maldives, I mean, what a location to be in first and foremost, to have a party there. Sounds like my kind of thing.
I think it's also because Fire was organised by someone who was 25, probably didn't have any experience.
Yeah.
And then One Oak is a well-known brand. It's, you know, it's in LA, it's in New York. They know what they're doing.
And it's an established hotelier company,
yes,
that are bringing them over. So this is quite different. But, you know, there are horror stories out there. But it's so when you go and do this sort of thing, go to perhaps a place like this.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a journey, though. That's the only thing I'd say. I think when you think of party islands, certainly for someone from Europe, you think of, as in a place like Ibiza,
yes,
you know, the Spanish
maybe this
islands
will be
and
the
so on,
new,
which is quite close.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe it could certainly serve 20-plus somethings from Dubai and Abu Dhabi well, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe more of a better regional thing.
Today you have Michelle and Danny. We're standing in for Mark and Steph whilst they're off doing what we love best, travelling. And we've been looking at this idea of pop-up dance islands, and specifically in the Maldives. A really well-known brand, LA, from LA, called One Oak, has opened up two locations in the Maldives. And we were speaking to Claudia, who's the director of communication at the Small Maldives Island Company. And she says the shift in the market and people's perceptions of the Maldives away from this honeymooning idea has to party islands has been kind of gradual.
The market in the Maldives has changed over the years quite a lot. So obviously people that have come to the Maldives 10, 12 years ago, they had kids. So these kids are now grown up, and then there's the family market that came in about five years ago. So we really trying to get these type of people that have come to the Maldives and they love it to come back and stay with us, bring the whole family, bring their friends, and actually experience new things. Because the Maldives is obviously evolving as a market in general, and we are trying to just offer different things with the concepts we do on both islands, whereby Amilafushi is a Maldives meets Miami meets Maldives style resort. So you have a completely different architecture and design of what you usually see. So our concept is all about the houses, the homes, the space, the luxury, very, very modern. And with Finolu, we try to do the whole My Beach Club Haven style, where it's about entertainment, music, lifestyle, very contemporary. It's actually a 60s, 70s retro style resort. So very Instagrammable. It's a bit more to do.
I like that word, Instagrammable. That is what the Maldives ultimately is. Whether you're there for a honeymoon or a party, either way, you're going to get some very Instagrammable photos. But anyway, it's not just about the parties. Recently, they also announced various pop-up culinary delights by well-known chefs from around the world. They include the likes of Gordon Ramsay's famous London eatery, Bread Street Kitchen. The first one took place just a few weeks ago, but don't worry, there are three more scheduled for October between the 16th to the 27th. One starting in December on the 19th, going through to January the 10th in 2018, and then one in March to April of next year, from the 23rd of March until the 7th of April. Claudia says their CEO, Mark Hare, has a bit of background on the kitchen.
Well, with Mark, Mark Hare, our CEO, actually started off his career as a chef, and he's got a lot of history in that market, and he developed from his position as a chef now to our CEO of the small Maldives Island company. So he has obviously got a huge passion for the whole food and beverage section. And with the people we have on the island and the connections we make over the years, that connection came up as well last year, and we then just took one step to another, and the connection evolved, and then we met these people, we met the Gordon Ramsay group, the whole team, and we thought it would be a good idea to keep something on the island that is evolving around that food and beverage style, that is a pop-up, and we've got the Bread Street Kitchen pop-up 4 times happening this year and next year.
If you need further convincing of why you should visit these particular islands, here's what you can expect.
In general, both islands are very different from what you usually see in the Maldives. So Amila is your Miami meets Maldives island home experiences, where you've got the family attraction, the groups of people attraction, the residences. We even got tree houses that are 12 meters high, where the wellness factor is really important to us. And then for Finolu, you would say the entertainment, My Beach Club Haven style concept, the retro interior designs, the funky entertainment we've got, where people don't necessarily have to go to bed at 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening, and that people come out and socialize, meet new people, and that's really important on your holiday as well.
So that was Claudia, Director of Communications at the Small Maldives Islands Company, and they were in town for the Arabian Travel Market not too long ago here, speaking to us here on The Ticket about their ideas of popping up these party islands in the Maldives. And do you think it's going to work from a business perspective first and foremost? Do you think it has the potential there to be a success?
Well, I think that they have to do something different, right? If you're a new island on the block, if you want to say that, in the Maldives, everything's beautiful in the Maldives. No matter where you go, you're going to have the perfect villa that's probably stilted on, you know, the water. It's beautiful. So what are you offering that's different? And I think this is what it is. They're moving away from what we mentioned at the beginning of the show, from the honeymoons and, you know, going to have a romantic. Yes, you can still do that, but they're now offering, you know, get your mates together and go and, you know, party the nights away on these amazing pop-up islands.
Certainly interesting, won't it? You wonder if it might put off people who are maybe going there for the peace and quiet. I mean, they're solely separate islands. You know, do you wonder if they've got other hotels there that people might go to for a bit of peace and quiet? Is it going to maybe affect people's, you know, perception of that? Because I know a lot of people, for example, are affected when they think about going to, for example, the likes of Ibiza. Even though there's a quiet side to Ibiza, yeah, there's that kind of stereotype there in a sense.
They must have a sort of different on the, different space on the island. You know, you can't upset guests. You know, perhaps you've got a family there. But or I know I went. I've been to the Maldives once. I've been lucky enough to go, and we went for a lunch. So it was not a pop up party island, but it was a literally a pop up island, Danny. This island, because of the tide, it was only available at a certain time. Perhaps this is what they kind of got to do with these parties. But this island was there only at certain times due to the tide, and they would drive the boat up and we'd pop off, and we had a lovely lunch that had been prepared there. But there was a certain time when they said, okay, can you get back on the boat? You're like, what? Oh, there's the waves are coming closer and closer. And I know Shruti, our producer, went to an amazing wedding as well that had a similar experience to this.
Yeah, it was in the south of England, and it's this place called Burr Island. And when we went there, that was early in the morning, we walked across, it was like a beach, so we walked across the to the island, and you know, had the wedding, everything, took photos, blah blah blah. By the time we had to head back, the tide had come in and it was evening. So we had to get one of those tractors, you know, the water tractors. And
those are so difficult to steer in and work.
Well, it's better than swimming, isn't it? Surely.
That's true. After a wedding and a party, yeah, you don't really want to be swimming home.
But a water tractor, right? That sounds fascinating.
It was. It really was. I've never seen anything quite like that. I've seen the regular tractors, you know. I mean, back in India, there are quite a few of them. But this was really weird. It had like paddles for wheels, and it was as if it was sort of rolling across the water. It was interesting.